I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Niger's military junta has named an interim president since last week's coup. The new leadership plans to draw up a new constitution. In spite of how it looks, this coup may be a step towards stability. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says it's the third one in 18 months. Their co-workers say they've been able to continue their work. The team is going forward with meetings planned for the first week in March.
We have seminars in places where Christians are under persecution that help them learn how to deal with it, to be able to stand in the storm of persecution. And our prayer is that we'll still be able to go ahead and hold this seminar.
Next, persecution in Iran may be stepping up a notch. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the Martyrs USA, says,
"We have learned of the closing of an Assyrian evangelical church in January. This month, the pastor of that church, a man named Wilson Isavi, has been arrested by security police in Iran."
The pastor's still missing. Stranger yet, Assyrians are considered culturally to be Christians, so the charge isn't apostasy. Instead,
this is a part of a concerted effort to pressure and close churches that have previously been tolerated by the government.
And finally, do you have a passion for soccer, baseball, basketball, or any other kind of sport? Recently, a team from E3 Partners traveled to Uganda to connect with unreached people with a gospel through their passion for sports. At five new churches they planted, they held sports clinics and trained at least one person in sports ministry. In addition to helping with sports ministry and church planning, the 32-member team helped with medical aid and HIV/AIDS education. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people like you to be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.